And leadership, I think, incorporates actually many of these other points. Strategic vision, again, managers not. It's quite important that a manager shouldn't just, or a senior manager at least, in any organisation, shouldn't just get too bogged down in day-to-day routine detail. If you're spending too much time worrying about little problems that keep arising and that keep occurring, and you're giving all of your attention or your focus on day-to-day matters, then it's very easy to miss the big picture. It's quite important that managers should be able to take a step back from what's going on at a day-to-day level, on a routine level, and actually think about, well, what's happening in the long term, what's happening more generally, and to make sure that the direction that the company is taking or the organisation is taking is in line with more general developments. So that sort of strategic vision is important. Judgment, I mentioned lots of things that managers have to do always involve balancing. Managers, anyone in any position of responsibility is usually faced with some kind of dilemma on a fairly regular basis, where you're often decisions that managers make are not between, well, what would be a good decision with a good outcome and what would be a bad decision leading to a bad outcome. Sometimes managers have to make decisions where, well, there's going to be a bad outcome either way. It's either going to be bad or worse. Often decisions are not just between, well, what's good or what's bad. It's often the lesser of two evils that counts. Sometimes managers are in better positions where they're in a strong position and whichever decision they make is likely to be relatively successful or effective. But again, they have to choose which is going to be most effective, most successful. And they're always having to balance up pros and cons, advantages and disadvantages. So that having those that judgment is good, balanced judgment is important. Decisiveness is also important. Once you've made a decision, once a manager has made a decision, it's crucially important that they actually stick to it, even if it's the wrong decision sometimes. Because again, if you're the kind of manager that makes a decision and then things change, the environment changes, there's new policies come into play, there's new, there's an economic recession or something. If managers are permanently changing their decisions or reverting back to what they used to do or changing their mind on a regular basis, then it doesn't give anybody within an organisation much confidence about where we're going. If a manager comes up with a new strategy or a new idea and says, right, this is what we're going to do, if he's going to convince people, or if she's going to convince people in the organisation that this is the best way forward, then they need to know that they're going to stick to that plan and that this is, in fact, what's going to happen. If there's any element of indecisiveness or indecision, then again, that's very bad for company morale, for the way that people feel about the organisation as a whole. Decisiveness is important. Organisational competence, I mentioned in terms of looking at strategic vision that it's important that managers don't get too bogged down in routine matters of a day-to-day nature. But on the other hand, they have to be on top of those things as well. Managers have to be able to be competent enough at dealing with various issues that do arise, that they don't let things. If a manager focuses only on the big picture, on the big strategy, and basically ignores some of the smaller scale routine problems that are occurring, then that can obviously cause lots of difficulties and lots of problems in an organisation as well. So managers need to be able to do both. If these two types of management role are usually separated out, you usually find that the person at the head of an organisation will take more of a strategic approach, and they'll delegate some of the more routine tasks to people below them. But nonetheless, there has to be an awareness that the routine administrative jobs are being done well and competently. Communication, again, that's crucial in the way any manager, any leader of an organisation, anyone in a position of responsibility usually has to be able to communicate their ideas to the rest of the workforce, to the rest of the organisation. Being able to effectively communicate is very important. Again, if the manager could have a great strategic vision, could be a very good decision maker, could be very good at setting goals and setting objectives, but if they're not very good at communicating any of this, then it doesn't almost, well, it's not that it doesn't count, but it, but a lot of that, those positive features will be negated or will be undermined. If you can't communicate effectively, then you're always going to have problems. Knowledge, I've put down here, well, naturally, people have to have an awareness. Again, it's knowledge based on the experience, I guess, of their organisations. Knowledge also of management practice as it is developed in different parts of the world and in different organisations. People skills, again, that ties in, I guess, with communication, being able to relate to people, being able to motivate people.